This is the CBS World News Roundup. October unemployment at a near 30-year low, and economists are delighted.
Today's report is good news all around.
It's a race against the weather. I'm Lou Miliano on Nantucket Island as the Navy goes for the Flight 990 black boxes.
At least one death feared as flames destroy a seminary in Attleboro, Massachusetts.
History, the archives, everything is gone.
Does melatonin help you sleep? I'm Dan Revive.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. The October unemployment figures are in, and they're nearly as low as they've been for 30 years, down to 4.1%. It was coupled with another encouraging piece of economic news, says CBS Market Watch chief economist Erwin Kellner.
Wages went up only 0.1%, and that is hardly inflationary. So I think this is good news for those who worry that the Fed will be hiking interest rates come November the 16th.
Wall Street has greeted the news with great enthusiasm. Right now, the Dow Industrial average is up 163 points, the NASDAQ composite is ahead more than 60, and the S&P 500 has advanced 20. En route to signing by an eager President Clinton, a bill providing for a massive overhaul of the nation's financial industries. Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd says it overturns Depression-era laws that prevented cross-ownerships of banks, security firms, and insurance companies.
This is a landmark piece of legislation. Those words are too often used to describe bills that don't deserve it. This one does.
Critics, though, predict the measure could create mega companies and lead to price gouging and loss of consumer privacy. A break in the weather and ships are on station in the Atlantic to begin the ocean bottom search for Egypt Air Flight 990's black boxes, as well as debris and human remains. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano is on Nantucket Island.
The Navy's in a long-shot race with the weather out in the recovery area, putting in a remote deep-dive drone over the side to search out and bring up the flight recorders. But Rear Admiral William Sutton tells the CBS News broadcast, The Early Show, time is tight.
We are supposed to have good sea and wind conditions most of the day today. NOAA is forecasting a deteriorating condition later this afternoon into the early evening hours.
The recorders represent the best hope of investigators and relatives, but if there are problems, the tedious process of sending tethered divers down may not be an option this time if the weather moves in. Lou Miliano, CBS News, Nantucket Island.
At least one death feared as flames raced through a seminary in Attleboro, Massachusetts. Firefighters spotted a body in the building but were unable to get to the victim because the building was collapsing around them. The office manager at the complex, Simone Romero, says the building is a total loss.
This building has been a landmark here in Attleboro for a century, and all the records and files and everything is gone.
Republican presidential hopeful George W. Bush kept his cool when peppered with questions he couldn't answer by Andy Hiller, political reporter for Boston television station WHDH.
The new Pakistani general has just been elected. He's not elected. This guy took over office. He appears he's going to bring stability to the country, and I think that's good news for the subcontinent.
You can name him.
General, I can name the general.
The Prime Minister of India?
The new Prime Minister of India is, no.
The Texas governor managed to turn the tables on the reporter at one point.
Can you name the foreign minister of Mexico?
No, sir. No, sir, but I would say to that I'm not running for president.
What I'm suggesting to you is if you can't name the foreign minister of Mexico, therefore, you're not capable of what you do, but the truth of the matter is you are, whether you can or not.
A Bush aide defended the performance later by saying the person who's running for president is seeking to be the leader of the free world and not a Jeopardy contestant. To sleep, perchance to dream, not the fondest hope of people who take melatonin to help them get there. Now the government is saying it may not work. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive is awake and live with details.
At issue, claims like the one in this commercial.
As we age, our bodies produce less of the melatonin we need to maintain a natural sleep cycle.
The National Institutes of Health call that a false premise, releasing research by Boston's Dr. Charles Seisler.
We can't blame declining melatonin levels for the disturbances of sleep that we saw in this population.
Your research suggests that taking the commercial melatonin preparations is probably a waste of money.
What we can say is that the claim that you need to take it because the levels are declining as we get older, that claim is not consistent with the results of our study.
But research at MIT says melatonin does work. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
4 minutes past the hour.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
Would you like to know how affordably you could own a Mercedes-Benz? Call the House of Imports at 1-800-MERCEDES and ask for General Sales Manager Jackie Warren. Right, Jackie?
Absolutely. I love to talk to customers. That's the funnest part of my job.
So you think buying a Mercedes at the house should be fun?
I don't really want to sound like a commercial, but yes, sure, absolutely. Most everybody here is really fun.
Shouldn't it be about more than just fun?
Customer satisfaction is real important, so I make sure personally that the sales managers, the sales consultants, everybody all the way down to the concierge at the front desk is on the same page. Everybody has the same attitude, same good feeling.
So call 1-800-MERCEDES and ask for Jackie.
I'm a talker.
The House of Imports, where the I-5 meets the 91 freeway in the heart of Buena Park. Call 1-800-MERCEDES.
Taniqua Anderson, an 8-year-old Minneapolis girl suffering sickle cell anemia, may make medical history. Dr. Stephen Nelson says a bone marrow transplant is needed, but though it's a relatively common procedure, in this case, it may not be.
It's quite easy to find a match for a Caucasian person. And for an African-American, it's quite difficult.
No one in Taniqua's family is close enough of a match, so she may become the first American to have the transplant from an unrelated donor. Her mother is appealing for help.
People just don't think that they can make a difference, but even that one person can make a difference, because that one person might be the match for my daughter or for somebody else's daughter.
Aaron McKinney, sentenced in Laramie, Wyoming, to 2 life terms for the murder of gay college student Matthew Shepard, and the Reverend Sally Palmer of St. Paul's United Church of Christ feels the way many people in the town do.
Now the legal stuff is over, there's just relief. And we can say, okay, we can go about the business of teaching lack of prejudice and things like that.
Laramie resident Jean Hurd says the city and the state need a change of attitude.
I don't think we've begun to make the changes here in Laramie and in Wyoming that we need to in response to this happening, but perhaps we'll soon be able to begin, and that is all we can hope for.
211 people aboard Amtrak's Coast Starlight Express from Los Angeles to Seattle, shaken up and a few minor injuries, as 12 of the 14 cars derail near Salinas, California.
Oh, my God, it knocked you clear over, knocked everything off the table, everything. Shook me up something terrible, and I thought we was going to go over the side.
All of a sudden, we felt a real big shake.
It was like an earthquake.
Reportedly, a tractor-trailer tried to beat the train through a grade crossing, but didn't make it. The truck driver not hurt. Some top actors are going at it tooth and claw, but they're not acting, as we hear from CBS News correspondent David Dow.
It's an unusually contentious battle to preside over the union representing 97,000 actors and other performers. Richard Masser, the current president of the Screen Actors Guild, has faced an aggressive challenge from 72-year-old actor William Daniels. Daniels is backed by a growing faction called the Performers Alliance, which thinks the current leadership is soft on management. Masser says the alliance is too confrontational. Sometime late today, members will learn who will be the successor to the likes of Ronald Reagan, James Cagney, and Charlton Heston, all past presidents of SAG. David Dow, CBS News, Hollywood.
8 minutes after.
You're listening to KNX 1070.
The following is a paid announcement.
The Internet's growing, and new cable technology is about to bring you exciting new choices. For the first time, a new choice in local phone service. Lower monthly phone bills, better cable TV, and a faster, easier internet connection that doesn't tie up your phone line. More choices, lower prices. Yet local phone monopolies Pac Bell and GTE and internet giant AOL want government to jump in and regulate the internet to slow things down and keep you from having these new choices. Are they afraid of competition? Fortunately, the FCC and the LA Information Technology Agency have both found that no regulation of the internet at this time is best for consumers. And more than 65,000 Californians have signed a petition to keep the internet unregulated. We're Southern California hands off the internet, and we've paid for this message. Join us to keep the internet unregulated. Call toll-free 1-888-903-2423. Let consumers decide.
President Clinton will be there as the annual U.S. Conference on AIDS opens in Denver. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer has the story.
Doctors and others on the front line in the war on AIDS say the epidemic shows no signs of slowing. In a CBS News interview, Surgeon General David Satcher worried about the new younger AIDS victims.
50% of new infections are occurring in people between ages of 13 and 25. This is a group of people who tend to be reckless about a lot of things.
Satcher will use the Denver conference to call for new efforts to curb the spread of AIDS. He notes the AIDS virus hits one in every 300 Americans. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, November 5th, 1999. The broadcast is produced by Steve Balton, and I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.